This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free Blackstone 8-piece accessory kit when you buy a Blackstone 28-inch griddle. Plus, get two free select Craftsman V20 tools when you buy an RP brushless drill and impact driver combo kit. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Today, if you're feeling worn down from all the negative words people have spoken against you over the years, I want you to know that you are loved. You are valued. You are treasured in the eyes of God. Now, I'd like to address something that a lot of people silently struggle with, and this is all to do with the wounds inflicted by other people's words. Some of you have had people speak and wish negative things over your life. Some have had people speak down on them. Others, people have spoken to you with no respect, no consideration about your feelings or how their words would impact you. Some of you may have even had people speak evil over you. And if this is you, if you have been on the receiving end of some ill-spoken words or hurtful and evil words, I want you to know that at the end of the day, when all is said and done, what will stand to be true is the Word of God. What will stand to be correct is the Word of God. What stands to be undeniable is the Word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but what stands forever is the Word of God. So, dear listener, if anyone has ever cursed you, spoken evil upon you, or said some things that were aimed to hurt and discourage you, what I want you to know is that God's Word has the final say over your life. Not people. God's Word is what will last, not people. And hear me when I say this. God's Word has ultimate power and ultimate authority to overcome and dismiss every evil and negative word spoken to you. And so I want you to rewire your mind through God's Word. Begin to find out what the Lord says about you in the Bible. Because as you search for your identity in Christ, you will find that the Word of God says that you are a friend of Christ. Just read John 15:15. The Bible says, "I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. For everyone who has called you weak, I want you to know that the Word of God in Philippians 4:13 says that you can do all things through Christ. You can. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. For everyone who has ever said that you will never accomplish anything, you'll never overcome that difficulty, I want you to know that God's Word in Romans 8:37. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For everyone who has ever said that misfortune follows you or bad things only happen to you, well, I want you to know that God's Word in Psalm 23:6 says, "Surely goodness and mercy will follow you all the days of your life." Saints, what I'm trying to get to is that the Bible says so much about you. It speaks about your identity in Christ. So don't listen to the negative words people may speak over your life. Pay no mind to any evil words spoken against you, because God's Word has ultimate power. And in His Word, you find out that you are protected. You are cared for. You are not for.
Looking to buy your dream home or rent that perfect apartment? With the Redfin app, you'll know the moment your next place hits the market. Set up your gotta have it wish list, and Redfin will send you real-time notifications for properties that match. And when you're ready to see it in person, scheduling a tour is just a tap away. Thinking about selling? Redfin can do that too. In fact, Redfin agents close twice as many deals as other agents, so they know how to get the best price for your home. And with a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin charges half of what others often charge. So you could save big, like really big. Last year, Redfin saved home sellers $118 million. So whether you're buying, renting, or selling, Redfin's ready to help you win. Download the Redfin app and start searching today.
Forsaken. And you are certainly loved because Jesus Christ laid down his life for you.
Now, I'd like to highlight something about one particular man in the Bible. Acts 13, verse 22 describes him as a man after God's own heart. Imagine that. Imagine being described as a man or woman who was after the very heart of God. Now, you'd think such a person is perfect, right? You would think that David was squeaky clean and didn't fall victim to the same impulses we do. David was a man after God's own heart. He couldn't possibly have been a sinner, could he? And if he did, it must have just been a one-time mistake, huh? But dear friends, even the great heroes of the Bible had their own battles. Even the great Bible characters we all know and reference have made their fair share of mistakes. Let's take a look at some of the error in David's judgment. In 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 9, the prophet Nathan came to rebuke David and said, "Why have you despised the word of the Lord to do what is evil in his sight? You have struck down Uriah the Hittite with the sword and have taken his wife to be your wife and have killed him with the sword of the Ammonites." So David murdered a man so that he could be with his wife? But don't the Ten Commandments say you shall not murder? You shall not commit adultery? You shall not covet your neighbor's wife? David violated all of these commandments. He lusted after Bathsheba, and then he committed adultery with her, and then he ensured her husband would be killed. This is the man who was described as being after God's own heart, isn't it? Now, Psalm 51 is David's prayer of repentance. After he had sinned, he came before God to repent. Here are just a few words from Psalm 51 so that you can gauge the depth of David's conviction after sinning. And pay attention to the sincerity. Pay attention to the choice of words. The deep expression in his words. Verses 1 and 2 say, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin." Verses 10 to 12 say, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me with a willing spirit." I find Psalm 51 to be incredibly inspiring. And in fact, I've made it a practice to pray based from this chapter. And so the example that David provides when it comes to a believer falling in sin and making a mistake, the lesson here is that a believer can fall into sin, but they will not stay in sin. A believer can make a mistake, but they will not keep making the same mistake. A believer can do wrong and have a weak moment, but they will not remain doing wrong and wallow in that pit of sin. This is the difference. This is where God affords us grace. When we fall, but really wholeheartedly repent and turn away from that sin.
What do you do when everything seemingly puts up a fight against you? When everything seems like a struggle?
Have you ever had that feeling where every time you think you're on the right track or on the right path, here comes something? Here comes temptation. Here comes sin trying to derail you and knock you off the right path.
Have you ever had one of those days where it's just a fight? Where everything is a fight. Your journey to work seems like it's a struggle. You get to work and it's hostile that day. You get home and something unexpected happens. An unexpected letter, an unexpected bill.
I've had days where I've been strong. Days where I feel as though I can mount up with wings like an eagle. Days where I'd pray and feel as though I could touch the gates of heaven. 10 minutes would go by, 20 minutes would go by, and it would still feel as though I'm just getting started. These are the days I feel like a giant slayer. I feel empowered by the Holy Spirit. But then, there are other days. Days where if I try to pray, it feels like I'm next to a brick wall and my words just keep bouncing off and going nowhere.
Have you ever had a day where everything is a struggle? It's a fight? You try to read the word, but that becomes a fight. You try and pray, but that too proves to be a fight. You put some worship music on, but you're still fighting. What do you do?
There are days where I feel as though surely God cannot forgive me again. You know the kind of days where you feel weighted down. You feel as though sin has left a stain, a mark on you that can't be removed. Yes, I've been through days where I felt as though God wouldn't want to save someone like me, with all my issues and the sin I struggle with.
I believe that David experienced days like this quite often. He must have. Because if you read Psalm 18, verse 6, the Bible says, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God I cry for help. From his temple he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears." That's a man who's been going through things. David goes on further in Psalm 27, verse 7, and says, "Hear, O Lord, when I cry aloud, be gracious to me and answer me." And the question I always had was, why is David crying to God so much? Why is it that so often in the Psalms, David speaks of crying out to the Lord? But as I grew in maturity, as I grew in understanding, it became clear to me that many of us, like David, will face things beyond our ability to solve. We will face situations that we can do nothing about, except to simply try and endure.
And it's this issue of struggling with sin that I want to talk about. I'm glad that the Bible says in Romans 7 and 15, "For I do not understand my own actions, for I do not do what I want, but I do the very thing I hate." And then Romans 7, verse 18 and 19 says, "For I know that nothing good dwells in me, that is, in my flesh. For I have the desire to do what is right, but not the ability to carry it out. For I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep on doing." It's astonishing that the Apostle Paul, a servant of the Lord, a man who God performed miracles through, he is opening up about this struggle with sin, the same struggle with sin that I face. He must have had his good days. Days when he was strong and could cast out demons in the name of Jesus or lay hands on the sick and heal them. But this very same Paul also had bad days where he felt like he took one step forward and two steps back. But here's the thing. Proverbs 24:16 says, "For the righteous falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in times of calamity." You see, though we struggle with sin, we can only overcome in Jesus. Though we fall, we can only get back up with the help of the Lord. though we may indeed stumble, it is in Jesus that we have steady ground.
This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. This Father's Day at Lowe's, score free gifts for the greatest dad. Right now, get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with purchase of a select battery kit. Plus, get a free Werner 2-foot aluminum ladder when you buy an 8-foot fiberglass ladder. Shop these deals and more this Father's Day at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 6/15 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.